In Northwest News on KPLU, heroin use in King County is at epidemic levels, according to authorities. Government and public health officials say something has to be done, so they're forming a task force. They hope to come up with a plan of attack by later this year. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us about one woman who has some ideas for what that plan should include.
Addressing the media during a news conference, Thea Oliphant Wells begins with this.
10 years ago, I was homeless and addicted to heroin.
She'd started using as a teen, given the drug by an uncle who was already an addict. She says one thing people addressing the addiction problem head-on need to consider is just the stigma associated with it. She says it plagued her interactions with a lot of people she went to for help.
The shame of my existence was ever present. Those who helped me most on my journey in recovery were those who did so without judgment.
Something else to keep in mind, she says, is the need for safe and affordable housing for people trying to get clean.
How many of us can address our health care concerns while living in a tent or a car or a doorway?
And most importantly, Oliphant Wells wants to dispel a common perception about addicts.
That old saying, once a junkie, always a junkie, is a lie. Opiate addicts can and do recover.
She sees herself as living proof. After kicking her habit, she went to college, got her master's, and is now a social worker with King County's Needle Exchange Program. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.